Welcome to the Holy Try Podcast with AY, Dan, and Ken.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
We're on the air.
Yeah, we're on the air live.
Now it's getting started. I guarantee you that.
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, the Holy Triumvirate.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back. Championship week here in the Holy Try Football Podcast. It's me, AY, here coming to you from the beautiful state capital of Commonwealth, Pennsylvania. Joined to my west, D-River, what's up, man?
Feeling a little left out. Thought the Panthers had a good shot at making it to championship week. To no avail.
To no avail. You're still pissed about last night, right? Or don't?
Oh, man. A.J. Hammonds.
A.J. Hammonds, big guy.
Pretty good, per don't.
He did look pretty good. They have another big guy?
Yeah, Haas.
Is he a freshman?
I think sophomore.
Oh.
Didn't see too much of him, though.
And back from last night's cookies and cocktails party.
Yes.
New York City, Can. What's up, man?
Is the holiday season now. Still, I feel like pretty warm. It's not that cold out. Very rainy up here. But it's the tree lighting tonight. And Rockefeller Center, Times Square is a buzz and a madhouse. Not a good time up near work.
Yes, I would not want to be around that right now, that's for sure.
Yes, that's for sure.
A lot going on in the cultural world, also out in California with the latest shooting. We wish them the best. All our California listeners, be safe out there.
Absolutely.
So moving to, I guess there's no good segue to that, but trying to take your mind off things. Let's have some news and notes. The coaching carousel continues.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
All right, guys, more moves again today. I don't know if we mentioned Fuente last time from Memphis, head to Vautech, but that was probably finalized in the last day or so. Also, big move today, they got a coach.
Oh, yeah, they got a proven winner in Mark Rick. A guy that knows the Florida scene. He's recruited to Florida pretty heavily in his time at Georgia. And going back, he was offensive coordinator at Florida State under Bobby Bowden. So he knows the turf. He's headed back down to Florida. He's got connections in Georgia. I think he's going to do a wonderful job at Miami. And it's a great hire. I think it's a home run hire. What do you guys think about it?
Not so fast, but...
Oh,
better than, I'll say better than Butch Davis. How about that?
Better than Butch Davis, better than Al Golden.
Certainly.
Yeah, I think there's some younger guys out there that could have went for, but I mean, I don't know how accessible they were.
I heard Beamer was rumored to be interested.
Beamer and his 8-win bed.
Yep.
Actually, I heard they're looking for Jimbo Fisher, too. I say that as FSU Michael's in the kitchen. Who do you think they should have got, Dan?
Someone with a better offense. With a better offense, yeah, Tom Herman. But that probably wasn't happening. At least at this time, it sounds like they wanted to really make a move here. Babers,
Willie Taggart should have gone for Willie Taggart.
Willie Taggart, Dino Babers,
drive that bus down to Florida, down to South Beach.
That would have appeased the masses.
Well, Scott Frost did go to Central Florida. Do you think Miami had him on the radar at all? He could bring that Oregon offense down there with those athletes.
I don't know. I've heard Rubenstein rip on him one too many times.
I thought he was more in the Don Pelham hate camp.
Yeah, he definitely hates Don
Pelham. Oh, he definitely hates Pelham, but he's also
and he hates Leffler.
I think he was just taking out the hate on Frost because he didn't want to bash Lockie anymore.
Maybe this is Frost's whole plan. Maybe he's just going to reopen up the wishbone. Like his days in Nebraska.
Wow. Do you think he'll bring Turner Gill on board?
They'll bring in what's his face? Who's the coach at Ohio now?
Solich.
Yeah, they're bringing Solich.
just have a whole reunion down there.
Oh yeah,
wouldn't that absolutely be something?
Hawaii got a coach, guys.
Yep, don't know his name.
Do not know his name.
The former alum, Nevada OC, and Ken, I know you're just chomping the bit. Maryland.
Oh yeah, Maryland with a pretty good hire. I think they were very impressed with DJ Durkin and his defensive performance against them, so they went ahead and hired him. I think it's not a hire that strikes particular fear in my heart, but as a Penn State fan, I mean, but it's a good hire by them. I mean, it's not going to make the headlines. I feel like it's a very ho hum hire. What are you going to do in this market? Not going to get anybody super good. That was Maryland.
True. Matt Campbell to Iowa State as well.
Matt Campbell, yeah.
I will share my thoughts on that now.
We got one more to go over. Georgia.
Georgia. Georgia.
Georgia.
Curbs.
Georgia. Curbs. I don't know. Are you sold on Kirby Smart?
No.
It's interesting they went with a guy that does not have any head coaching experience. I'm thinking about most of Saban's other proteges.
McElwain turned out okay.
McElwain turned out, but he went somewhere else to be head coach first. But Jimbo went straight from being an offensive coordinator. Oh no, he was coaching waiting for a while.
The elusive coaching waiting.
Yes. So I mean, who else has Saban had in his tree? Not that many other people, are there?
No.
So I mean, it's interesting. You never get a good feeling for him because Nick Saban doesn't make his coordinators available to the media. So you know, you really don't know what to make of him. It's an interesting hire, but we'll see how it goes.
All signs pointing to Lane Kiffin to Rutgers. That'd be awesome.
I sure hope so. That would be wonderful. Actually, that would put a monkey wrench in the recruiting of the Mid-Atlantic. I think it would dampen things for the powerhouses out there as far as recruiting goes.
Maybe Kiffin is the head coach in waiting in Alabama. Think about this. Kirby Smart knows it. So he was in Georgia. Saban wins the title with Alabama. Either retires or takes one more shot at the NFL. And Kiffin steps in.
Oh, my goodness. That is the equivalent to handing the keys to the car to an infant. And say, drive to New Mexico.
Maybe the outlaw brass got Saban's word. He'll groom Kiffin for him. Then he'll bring over Muschamp from across town.
Oh, dear. If he doesn't go to South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Man, this is kind of exciting.
That's one word.
I think that's all I have for coaches.
Yeah.
Last night, this is Wednesday night, if you didn't pick that up by now, the new rankings came out, guys. Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, Iowa, Michigan State, your top five. Six, Ohio State. That might be the relevant one. Seven, Stanford. Eight, Notre Dame. Nine, Florida State. And there, lurking at 10, North Carolina. So we have a de facto playing game in the Big Ten tailgate this week. If all else holds true, nothing's going to happen. I don't know. You guys can go over some scenarios here. What if Clemson loses? What happens then?
I think Ohio State's in.
Me too.
What if Stanford beats USC by 30?
I still don't think they put a two-loss team in there over Ohio State.
Likewise.
What if North Carolina beats Clemson by 17?
That would be interesting.
I think there's too much. There's still too much ground for North Carolina to make up. Even if they have that impressive victory, that'd be the only impressive victory they have this season, right?
Right.
What if Alabama loses?
don't talk about things that are impossible.
Okay, what if Florida scores? Then Alabama drops to 3. There's really, if Bama loses, Ohio State is next up. So there's 5 teams, basically. Well, 6. But the Big Ten, we'll group them as 1. Oklahoma can't lose. Alabama literally can't lose. Clemson, it's down to Clemson and Ohio State.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you guys. While, I mean, the committee has proven to an extent, they go by eye test, and Ohio State left a pretty good lasting impression with their eyes.
Is it enough to forget the terrible performance the week before, though?
Against the team that is playing the Big Ten Championship, though.
That's true.
Even though Carter Cook was up, I still think that loss, as poorly as they looked, is a better loss than South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. That is an interesting team. I do like Carolina. I do like Carolina.
I guess we'll see how much you do shortly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I wish we had more playoff scenarios to go over, but...
There's nothing. Oklahoma wins. That's all I have to say. They won this
round. Whoa!
No, not the wins, the playoff. They won. They beat me this year.
Oh, yeah. Oklahoma will win this week.
Tried to keep them down.
I tried my hardest to keep Michigan State down.
Like a true poker. Like a true pokey.
I mean, we'll get into it, obviously. And next time we do talk, we'll have... I think we'll have all the bowl matchups set, won't we?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Most of them, at least.
Okay. Just off the cuff here, what kind of bowl game do you guys want? You guys want to play a good team? Or do you want a good game? Do you want a cupcake? What are you looking for here?
I'd rather play a good team.
Yeah. At this point, I'd rather Penn State play a cupcake that will give them an easy win and look impressive. Because at this point, that's exactly what James Franklin needs for the recruiting trail and whatnot. He needs to look impressive, I think.
Who have you been projecting? Who you guys like looking at?
Well, I would like to play someone from the SEC, but it's looking like they're going to play Indiana, which is my worst nightmare.
Oh yeah, that's not a good thing.
That has repeat of last year's Houston Bowl game written all over it. To be quite honest.
So you're coming to the casino? That means
coming to the casino. Like that will be. I do not want to play Indiana.
That Indiana team is dangerous, especially if they're healthy. Sudfeld and Howard. That's a dynamic duo.
Yeah.
I am looking forward. I've seen some weird ones. I've seen Georgia. I've seen USC.
Which is very scary, I feel like. UCLA as well.
So all of which are teams that are vastly more talented than Penn State and would be a good measuring stick. I'd be interested to see. I'd love for Penn State to pull off an upset against a team that's that much more talented than them. It'd be great to see.
I like to play Arkansas. I'll just say it.
I'm just fired to see all these juicy matchups with several 5 and 7 teams.
Oh my
gosh!
The only thing more ridiculous than 5 and 7 teams in it is the criteria they use to select them. The AP, I don't know really what it. I don't want to get into it. But yeah, we'll have plenty of bowls to go over. I'm pretty excited for that. Really like bowl season.
Me too.
Not just as a whole.
Most wonderful time of the year.
So many games, so many sweet games to look forward to. Especially even the ones that, like, the non-playoff games. Even, like, if you get a matchup between, like, if we got, like, a Michigan versus Tennessee, that'd be awesome.
Certainly.
Just like some kind of, just looking at that, like a USC-LSU.
Is that Outback Bowl? Is that Outback Bowl? Or Capital One Bowl?
It definitely, or whatever that bowl is nowadays, yeah, it definitely could be.
Yeah. For the Bloomin' Onion or the, what is it, free Bloomin' Onion or free mozzarella sticks or something?
I think it's like shrimp or something.
Or shrimp, yeah.
Yeah, they have the shrimp and then the Bloomin' Onion, yep.
Can't go wrong there.
Cannot go wrong there.
Cannot.
I went for that 2 years ago. It was good. When LSU beat Iowa, I went and got the Bloomin' Onion at Outback and watched the Oklahoma-Alabama game there by myself.
Nice. Okay.
Steven Glansberg in Wisconsin.
Steven Glansberg. That's a great reference. Well played. Good. That was good. Steven Glansberg. All right, you guys. We got 8 games to go over. They all have conference titles on the line. Are you ready?
We are talking about championships here. It is Championship Saturday.
Bring your hard hat. Bring it on. Friday. Where else? Well, there's nowhere better to start than Friday night, 8 o'clock ESPN2, the MAC championship game.
There's a lot of action in the MAC.
Bowling Green taking on Northern Illinois. The Huskies catching 12.
Wow.
Wow, that's right. This game features Northern Illinois could be down to the third string quarterback. Not sure what Don Best is relaying as far as quarterbacks are concerned, but could be in trouble. Bowling Green looking for some revenge from last year after a loss. And actually, the year before they did win this game. So this is the third game, 30 in a row, these two teams playing. 1-1, the rubber match, so to say. Bowling Green, 12-point favorites. 5-0 this year against the spread as 10-point chalk. Let's make that 6-0. 45-20, Bowling Green State University defeats the Huskies.
I agree! In honor of Omar Jacobs, they're going to win this one by a score of about 32-14.
Tell you what, weird things happen in Detroit. But I'm not exactly sure how weird it gets this year. 51-27 Falcons.
Wow.
Wow. All in agreement. I like it. We could triple team this as a triple lock later on. Just potentially.
Triple barrel.
Conference USA. This game, really enough, is in Bowling Green. Southern Mississippi versus Western Kentucky. The Hilltoppers, 7.5-point favorite. Dan, do you have a lean here?
They're missing Wonderful Terry, one of the most wonderful names in college football. But I'm going with Western Kentucky. Too much daddy. Go 38-27.
I'm going to go with Southern Miss here for Brett Favre, and they've been rolling. They haven't lost since the beginning of October, I believe. They got this team going, and great turnaround here. Just a couple years ago, they didn't win a game, or did they? Or won one or two games, I forget.
Not very many.
Southern Miss went 1-11, yeah.
1-11. It wasn't that long ago, so great job by that coaching staff, and I think they get a championship here.
Is there a men's basketball coach, Larry Eustace?
Yes, for Wyoming, I think.
I don't know why that name popped into my mind.
Dead serious. I think that's
Larry Eustace.
Or Colorado State. Colorado State, maybe.
He's Tyndall. Isn't Tyndall? Oh, no. Tyndall's not in trouble for stuff there, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. It was just bothering me. I'll look it up soon.
He coached at Iowa State. I know that Eustace did.
Yeah, then he used to get hammered and hang out with college chicks. You gotta respect that.
Respect earned.
So, Ken, you're taking the Western, you're taking Southern Miss.
Yes.
I am taking Southern Miss. Wait, are you taking the win outright?
Yeah, I'm taking them the win outright and taking the championship. I think they're gonna win here. Let's go 27-20.
Interesting. Low score, my friend. Western Kentucky, 11 straight wins versus conference opponents. Southern Miss, 10-2 against the number, their last 12. Did you know, versus non-Power 5 teams this year, Western Kentucky averaging 51 a game. During the 6-game win streak, Southern Miss averaging 48 a game. This baby's going over. And in a shootout, give me the back door. Dowdy versus Mullins. Quarterback should be lighting it up. Or Daddy.
Daddy.
Is there up instead?
Daddy.
7.5, give me a back door here. 55-48 Hilltoppers win, Southern Miss, late cover. Gonna be some points there.
All right.
Saturday at 12 on ESPN2. If you're not watching that, tune over to ABC for the AAC Championship. This one's in Houston in Cougar Town. Starring
the Ack. The Ack.
Tom Herman, future Notre Dame coach. Leads number 19, Houston, against number 22, Temple. And Tyler Matakiewicz, Matt Rhule, who I think had a coaching interview this week. So where's his focus at?
Indeed.
Where's his focus at? Ken, one of our common opponents this year, Temple, do they have a chance this game?
I think they have a chance, but I like what you alluded to here. Where is Matt Rhule's head? Is he looking for a way out the door? Tom Herman in Houston, great job already getting all that business out of the way, signing an extension, got a nice raise. I think Houston's coming in here focused. They're at home. They'll have the home crowd going for them, and I think they're going to win here, unfortunately, for Penn State or Matt Rhule. Temple, they've been winning weird games all throughout this year, and I don't think they have the offense that can keep up with Greg Ward, and the defense is good, but I don't think they're good enough. I like Houston to win here. Let's go 33-20.
What do you think, Dan?
Oz lose by 6. Herman doesn't lose with Greg Ward Jr. You're 31-25 Cougars.
I am
postmaster.
Pretty much right with you there, Dan. I'm going to go. Let's go 30-24. Houston wins as cover. Houston 0-3 against the spread. Their last three following a win, which is the case here. So be the fourth one. I want to see that Temple D and Tom Matakiewicz against Tom Herman and his leader, Greg Ward Jr. I read there's some injuries in the O-line for Houston. A little unsure of that. And did you know Houston was 16 of 19 on third down last week versus Navy? That never comes down a little bit. But they still convert 30-24 Cougs.
Coug up.
Moving down to Hotlanta Saturday, 4 o'clock CBS. Gary and Vern on the call. 18 Florida versus number 2 Alabama.
Hotlanta.
17.5 point favorites here. Guys, Florida does not look good at all lately. 2 points last week. And Treon Harris has not looked good since LSU. Florida, even against Alabama, 1-8 their last 9 against the spread. While Alabama's 4 straight covers and looked good last week in a rivalry, possible letdown, look at spot.
Very late cover there.
Florida is 4-0 straight up and against the spread after last 4 losses. Trends you can manipulate whichever way you want. And I usually try out the Buck trends, but this one I'm going to 30-10. I think they score on defense and somehow get a kick. 30-10, Crimson Tide roll into the national semifinals. Dan, do you agree?
I disagree. Florida's defense to cover and hang around into the second half. I completely omitted the Florida offense when figuring out my pick in this game, but I do think Treon will throw the wrong team a few times. I'm going 21-5, Alabama. Florida gets another safety to cover.
I like that pick as well, Dan. I think Florida's defense, which has been good all year, will keep them in this game. Florida's defense, remarkable job last week against Florida State's offense. I think they play a similar game against Alabama, but the offense isn't enough. I think they lose a game something like 23-10, but with the cover.
Okay.
Into the night slate. For some reason, there's 4 conference title games in the night slate. But
Stupid.
Mountain West, out in always sunny San Diego.
San Diego.
Women are classy as well. Saturday, 7:30, ESPN2, Air Force Academy. The Falcons take it on the home team, San Diego State, Qualcomm Stadium. The Aztecs, 4-point favorites here in Fish Tacoville. Ken, what do you think? I know you like your fish tacos.
I love my fish tacos, and Old Town in San Diego, I highly recommend going to visit. I haven't visited personally. when I was able to. It was phenomenal. I want to go try it. I've not been there, but if you could recommend it, then I recommend it as well. It was.
Andrew and I actually both had fish tacos there, so yes.
Excellent, excellent. I would love to go get some fish tacos in Old Town in San Diego. Looking for some strength of schedule here. Penn State needs it for next year. I think San Diego State's going to win here, and they're going to win. Let's go 28-23. They cover.
They cover. Okay. Dan, do you agree?
I disagree. Falcons. Ah! Falcons pull off the upset and hurt Penn State's strength of schedule for next year.
No!
I'm a big fan of Troy Calhoun's. Maybe one day he'll get a Power 5 gig. Only he probably won't because he's like 70.
Okay. Well, guys, both teams are hot against the spread here. Air Force 5-1 straight up and against the spread their last six. But San Diego State 6-0 against the spread, 5-0, 5 in a row straight up in their last six versus Air Force. Something's got to give here. San Diego State 8-0 straight up and against the spread their last eight overall. So they're just both covering machines lately. Dan, you did mention pulling upset. Air Force has pulled upsets already this year. Recently, Boise State and Utah State. Can they get the third? I don't think so. Mm. It's a decent game, though. 31-24 Aztecs win at home in Fish Tacoville.
The Aztecs.
Aztecs. In beautiful San Diego.
The Aztecs.
Up the coast we go. Up the coast we go to Santa Clara.
Santa Clara.
Little spot in 80 for you there.
That's good.
Love 15 it. Minutes post that previous kickoff, we have kickoff in Levi Stadium, 7:45 on ESPN. Number 20, USC, take on number 7, Stanford, and Conrad Ucropina, that asshole. Stanford's 4.5-point favorites here. In a rematch of a game earlier this year, which Stanford went into the Coliseum and won. Dan, do you think Stanford does it again?
I do think they win again. But USC, they don't get revenge and lose by less than the first meeting. Clay Helton, celebrates too much from his promotion. 30-27 Cardinal.
I like that pick, Dan.
Thank you.
I see that you're finally off the USC bandwagon that has let you down.
I'm rolling down a hill. I finally landed near the stream.
I think Stanford's a little too much here. I like them to win, but not cover. I think USC will cover. I think Stanford's going to win a real close game again here. Let's go 28-24. Well, no, maybe 31-28, something like that.
I think we're all in agreement here. I think I just want USC to play this game really close and be a close game. I do think it will be. Stanford has won 5 of 7 in the series, and they did win earlier this year. But USC, I mean, they do want that revenge factor. I don't know how healthy they are. I mean, they're all injured, but they do have playmakers, and I think that defense can hang around enough. Hogan's got to cool off eventually. Jesus H. And that Stanford defense proved to, if they were cheese, they would for sure be somewhat of a Swiss variety. And USC's offense can definitely do some things like Notre Dame's could, as long as they can convert in the red zone. Which I know, I heard Shaw today on Marcelo and Cannell. He trolled my ass. He said, "Yeah, we Notre Dame, that game was good. Our defense really stepped up in the red zone, though. Held them to no touchdowns. Yeah." Just like he was talking right to me. So maybe for that factor, I'm taking Stanford to win, USC to cover. So I guess I don't have many scores to play with here, but let's go 31-30. Cardinal win. Not Ucropina, though. It doesn't point out to a last second play.
Ucropina at some point.
Ucropina hits one field goal at some point, for sure. I'm most excited to watch that game on the weekend, I think.
Really?
And it's just because, you know, two Irish foes.
Your Cali teams.
We will circle back to this after we're done here.
Oh, yeah.
The B1G Big Ten game. Dan, any update on that?
I will not be in attendance. As I was informed, my friend's grandfather did not want to take advantage of the friendship. Fair enough.
Fair enough. Hey, those Iowa folk are for sure are friendly. Saturday night, 8 p.m. on Fox. Sparty and Michigan State, number 5, in a de facto playing game, take on number 4, Iowa, America Needs Farms. Hawkeye
Needs Farms.
3.5 here. Who wants to play Captain Hawkeye tonight?
Not this guy.
Not this guy.
This guy will do it. I picked you guys to lose last week. Boy, was I wrong. You guys are tough. Granted, you're not playing Tommy Armstrong again. you are playing Connor Cook, who, as we know, if I'm going to dig my heels in against one team on this podcast, it's going to be Michigan State. And hell, why stop now? Iowa, the Cinderella story continues.
Oh, no way.
24-23.
Wow.
In Indy. I don't know why. I don't know how. It just... My notes here say, Cook versus Beat Hard, blah, both overrated, Iowa. You guys disagree with me. Please do tell, Cam.
I like this game a lot. It's going to be a real hard-fought game. Two teams that are very similar in styles. I think that Michigan State has a little bit more firepower. I love their defensive line, Malik McDowell, Shalik Calhoun. That's a fearsome line, and I think they'll be able to handle Iowa's offensive line and running game. The key will be the back end. Michigan State's lacking a little bit of experience back there. They've gotten better throughout the year, but the key matchup is Beat Hard versus that secondary. And if he can take advantage of it, because that's where you got to beat Michigan State. I think that he will have a big play, but not enough. I like Michigan State to be able to run the ball and get their running game going. Connor Cook should be healthier again. I think playing indoors, not in the cold, is going to be a lot better for him as well. I like Connor Cook and Michigan State here to win. And I think they'll cover, actually. I think they're going to win something like 31-21.
Yeah, I could definitely see that happening. This one just gives me that weird feeling. Dan, what do you think?
Connor Cook, I'm a believer in you. Because of that, and Pitt Narduzzi's inside scoop, I was dying that was a story this week. Michigan State hopes to get edge against Iowa with help of Pat Narduzzi. Something along those lines. I've got Sparty 34-17, and as I said, will not be in attendance, unfortunately.
Okay.
Who are you guys rooting for?
Michigan State.
I like Michigan State's unis better.
Quick tangent. If Iowa does win, do they stay at 4? Or do they get, all things constant, do they get screwed over and have to play Alabama in the first?
They better hope they stay at 4.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be an interesting storyline to follow, if they win.
That'll be interesting, if they win.
And the other game at 8 o'clock on ABC, the ACC title game down in Charlotte, Dan's coastal champ, North Carolina.
Dan was right.
Versus Dan's Atlantic champ.
Against Dan's Atlantic champ.
Wow. Dan knows his conference.
He knows his conference. Clemson, 5-point favorites. Dan, ACC rep, what's going down here?
Lots of points in this one. I do not think I'm going out on a limb with that statement. I see this going very close to Clemson's game against NC State, which they won 56-41, I believe. I don't think these teams will make many mistakes offensively, and it'll just come down to who lands more haymakers. I think that team is Clemson, and they complete their run to the playoff with a 48-42 victory.
Wow. I like that pick a lot, Dan. I agree with you. I think it's going to be a very, very exciting game, but I don't agree with it completely. in that, I think North Carolina is going to cover here. And I think they're going to cover with the score of 38-35 with the victory. They're going to cover and win. I think Carolina's going to swing an upset. And Dan will be right yet again with Ohio State sneaking on into the playoffs, taking Clemson's spot.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Man.
Oh, it always makes me nervous going against Can. I'm gonna back you, Dan, here.
Thank you.
I just cannot buy into this North Carolina team being that seriously good. I don't know. Maybe I just can't do it. Is Gene Chizik's defense really that good all of a sudden?
Nope.
Is that what it is?
It's not that. Chizik.
I mean, Clemson has lost four straight against the number. You would see 1-5 straight up against Clemson in the last six. But another factor that we can't really measure is the pressure getting to Clemson. Because they've been riding this number one weight for a long time now.
Yep.
And we haven't seen it Clemsoning.
I know Dabo's a pretty strong guy, but how much more of this can he hold? I mean, Brent Venables, I think he'll get the defense fired up. They'll be able to slow down that Marquise Williams, Elijah Hood, Ryan Switzer attack. Deshaun Watson, he's pretty good at football, but I just don't know. I don't think Carolina's that good, but then again, I think Clemson's going to succumb to some pressure here. But give me Clemson to cover by 6.
Wow.
33-27. Tigers or Tavis Scott or Wayne Gallman has a big night, because that kind of defense can't be that good. Wayne Gallman, big night. Tigers win, move to the playoff. And that's that.
That's that.
That's that.
I guess I am excited for that game, but what's game are you guys most pumped up for?
Probably this last one we did.
What was that?
This last one that we did, the ACC championship.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that one too. I think an upset is coming.
I guess I am too. I guess that one. USC Stanford, just because I know both those teams pretty well. But this last one in the Big Ten game means a lot. Is Gus doing the Fox game?
He's got to be, right.
You can't, if he is,
yes.
You can't leave Les.
Gus is going to be going wild.
You can't leave.
We're going to have to decide which TV gets the volume, or which game's the volume game. Pure. I'm going to make a case for Iowa, Michigan State getting the volume.
You guys catch Tirico's call on the Monday night game.
On the last play?
For the last play.
No, I missed it.
I was listening to it, but I think I was just in too much awe of what was going on when it happened.
Yeah, it didn't resonate with me, whatever it was.
Dan hated both teams.
Did hate both teams.
Picks did not go well that night. So there you have it, guys. Championship week. None of us are playing. It's kind of sad.
Big time.
The first week in 14 weeks, we're all off.
End of a chapter.
Although, at least one of us was scheduled to have off. Doesn't hurt as bad, though. But maybe next year. Who knows?
Maybe next year.
Let's stop around, guys. Let's keep the move coming. Locks of the week time.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
All right, Patterson. You lost last week. I heard you for a second call this week.
Down goes Patterson.
So let me hear it, because I might be going mano a mano against you.
According to Webster's Dictionary, lock can be defined as one that is assured of success or favorable outcome. According to the Holy Tri Football Urban Dictionary, lock is defined as being assured success as often as Pedro Alvarez while sounding like complete buffoons in the process. Right? Your Holy Tri troll here with your true lock of the week. But first, last week, I slipped up, but my pain was quickly drowned out by the joy in picturing AY sitting in the corner sucking his thumb and crying like a baby when Notre Dame couldn't finish the game. Danny, continued successes. I know you're getting frustrated not being able to use Ronnie what he was meant for, but you got to keep your process going and keep on winning. And Kant, oh dear Kant, I almost have to applaud your consistency. You've made it so that the only true lock of the week, the only guarantee of the week, is the exact opposite of what you pick. That's how often you're wrong. Well, this week, I'm going with Houston minus six with your true lock of the week.
Ah, oh, damn it. I can't go against that.
And Greg Ward, he trusts.
And Greg Ward, he trusts. Not postmaster, though.
Definitely do not trust the postmaster.
It doesn't matter, though. We're still going to gain some ground. We're going 3-0 this week. Dan, on the board, per usual. What do you got?
Dan Brady's theorem. Sneakishly decent. Secretly decent theorem. I'm going to the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas, the 26th ranked West Virginia Mountaineers in the F-plus rankings versus the 79th ranked Kansas State Wildcats. Minus 6.5, give me the Mountaineers, and the Wizard may head off to the sunset after a 5-7 year.
He says he's coming back.
He claims he's coming back.
Claims he's coming back. Don't like that pick.
No, honestly,
I don't like that pick. But I'm going with, provided it's not a monsoon, Baylor to cover the 20.5. I'm locking them up. They're going to be angry after getting subdued by a hurricane last week. They will take out their frustration on a Texas defense that got ran all over and passed all over last week by Cliff and his Red Raiders. They're going to be facing a version of that offense that is 10 times more effective and angry as well.
Okay, not a bad pick either. I'm going to go by the AY theorem here of trusting the one constant variable in all experiments, and that is my Wyoming Cowboys. Wyoming played both Air Force and San Diego State this year, both on the road. Air Force beat them by 14. San Diego State beat them by 35. Give me San Diego State minus 4 over Air Force.
I love it.
All right, so that puts us at 1-0 guarantee for the week. You guys are both going to win 3-0. Nice.
All right.
Our first 3-0 week, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Go Temple.
go Az.
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 That's all I got for the college football landscape. Well, what else you guys want to go over tonight?
Honestly, I've got nothing.
Penn State with a road victory in the hostile confines of Chestnut Hill today. Yeah.
A crowd of 150.
Yes, one of which was Patrick Lucas, friend of the pod.
107 K strong.
107 strong. For BC.
Yeah, that's all I got, too. Before we head out of here, guys, what we got going on this weekend? We got, let's just inform the viewers. Check us out on Twitter, Hold Your Football. Hold Your Football on gmail.com. Tell your friends. The selection show this week is Sunday at noon with, I think, the New Year's Six Bowls. They're announced around 3. Everything else falling into place afterwards in the early evening, so we should know by that night. We might even try and record that night. Who knows? So Sunday's a big day as far as picks. It is the final weekend in fantasy football regular season. Best of luck to you guys. Actually, I really don't care. But this weekend, what do you guys got going on? Ken, what are you doing?
I got nothing right now. I'm looking forward to relaxing and maybe going out a night or two. I can't handle going out two nights in a row. I'm looking forward to taking in the games, and we'll see what the city has to offer. A bye week for Can. Long time coming.
Taking in the games. That's about it. I will be wearing my At Holy Try Football t-shirt.
I might be as well.
I was wearing it at the Michigan game. White out.
This is a big weekend for movies for me. I'm going to consistently try and start sneaking these in into the pod. I'll be seeing Room and Brooklyn, both actresses in that are Brie Larson and Rainer Sorenson. Sorenson will be up for Best Actress. So we'll see about that. And I'm going to start the Star Wars. Guys, I've never seen them.
Oh, my goodness. You've never seen them.
Never seen them. So I'm going to start them this weekend, probably finish them within a few days. Pretty fired up.
Excellent.
I was telling a roommate Dylan my Star Wars knowledge. It took about 25 seconds to get through. He asked, what do you know about Han Solo? I go, it's a guy's name.
Now, oh, here's a question, though. Which way are you gonna watch the quote-unquote prequels first?
Yeah, did I tell you guys I met that film critic last weekend?
No, you did not. You did not divulge.
I
mean,
I was over at a friend of the pod, Seeger's house, seeing his baby, and his brother-in-law was there. He's a film critic.
Oh.
And I told him that I was going to watch Star Wars like next weekend, and he told me
Ebert and Rupert.
TheFilmStage.com. They have a podcast too. Check it out; it's pretty cool.
Ah.
I actually want to have him on for a podcast, but that.
Oh, I'd love to have.
That would be excellent.
Movies.
Oscar preview.
Yeah, that would be like about a month or so, but yeah, I'll definitely reach out. He told me to start with the new ones.
Okay, it makes sense.
But he said that's just his personal thoughts. He said there's a huge debate between Star Wars people. Dan, what would you say?
I would do the first three. I wouldn't be able to sit there and watch, knowing it's episode four, and start with that.
I agree.
Where is this one supposed to take place in the timeline? The newest one.
After everything.
After everything.
This is seven, right?
That's why
After like a long time after, or are people, is it a brand new storyline, or
I have no idea.
I would venture to guess it's 40 or so years, or 30, 35 years or whatever since the last since episode 6 came out. That would be my guess.
I see. Harrison Ford will be in there looking as spry as ever.
I am about to enter a whole new world, and I am very excited.
Yep.
Ah.
It's pretty wild.
So
you literally know nothing. Like, you know, you are going in completely blind.
I can tell you guys all my knowledge.
Like Tabula Rasa.
I know there's a Princess Leia. There's a Jar Jar Binks.
Yep.
That's a person, a thing. There are things called Ewoks and Stormtroopers.
Ewoks are pretty funny.
There's an Anakin Skywalker who turns into
Darth Vader,
who's the father of Luke, and there's a guy.
Oh, you knew that. Okay, so you did know that. That's like the biggest.
He knows the Luke, I am your father.
Yeah,
you
so
know
that
Luke
I was gonna say that's the biggest reveal in movie history.
Do you know the Luke and Leia's relationship?
No clue.
Okay.
And I know there's a green guy named Yoda.
Yoda is good. Yes.
Oh, there's some kind of robot too.
A C-3PO and an R2-D2.
And an R2-D2.
Do you know of? A large, slimy, slug-looking thing.
That resembles Can.
It resembles Can when Can makes bad faces.
No, I know he was the one boss in Monsters, Inc. A large slug? No, I don't know.
Okay, he's interesting. He's an interesting fellow. When Can is looking fat, that oftentimes is the insult hurled at him. What else is there? And then there's also a bounty hunter. Do you know about the bounty hunters?
No, I saw the movie with Gerard Butler and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh. Not the same type.
No, okay.
Not to be confused.
The only thing I remember from watching Star Wars are the one time Anakin Skywalker was racing those things.
Oh, yeah.
Pod racers.
In the desert.
The pod racer, yeah.
Yeah, that was a cool scene. That's all I remember.
Wow. I'm telling you, I haven't been back in that world in a while either. You know, once you do get in that world, you can get on the same wavelength with Dan.
Rob
Metzler, friend of the pod.
Yep.
You can jump on that wavelength.
Well, I'll be sure to jump in. Once I start, I'm just gonna start reading and texting people. Hey, what do you think about this? You know this. So I am. I'm pretty fired up. 2 weeks till the newest one. I refuse to watch the new trailer till I finish.
Gotcha.
All the books, all the movies. So I'll give you guys a status update on that next time we talk. We'll also give you a recap of the championship games, a first glance at the playoff, and things we're looking forward to in the month of December.
Sounds good.
It's the first of the month.
Second of the month.
So there's that for me, AY here, beautiful state capital, Commonwealth, Pennsylvania. And for D-Berg out west.
Good night, all.
And for Kansas City, New York City.
Coming to your New York City. So, happy holidays, everybody. Stay warm. Good night.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. Tell your friends, and have a good one.